where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
An affordable housing project in Sarnia is expected to wrap up this year. Modules for the Maxwell Park Place expansion project will start being stacked by the end of the month. Manager of Housing Services, Melissa Johnson, says there have been many delays ranging from soil reports to foundation issues, and most recently, permits.
The building permit that had been issued, the foundation permit had been revoked and required a full resubmittal to the City of Sarnia just because of the numerous changes with the foundation and other aspects of the project. So the updated permit was issued in late November 2023.
Although a specific occupancy date for the 24 units has not been set, Johnson says it's expected to happen in the second half of this year. The town of Petrolia is hosting a public meeting this evening at Victoria Hall to discuss a planned housing development on Eureka Street. It calls for 4 townhouse buildings with 6 units each for a total of 24 dwellings. Under the existing bylaw, the subject lands are zoned for 4 townhouses with a total of 16 dwelling units. The public information session begins at 6 o'clock. A boil water alert for Kettle and Stony Point First Nation continues. The alert for the First Nation was first issued on Friday, January 26th, due to a malfunction at the water treatment plant that services the community. The issue has been resolved. However, the First Nation says it is currently implementing testing procedures to ensure a safe water supply. Meanwhile, residents are still being told to boil water for a full 5 minutes before using. The sexual assault case against 5 former members of Canada's World Junior Hockey Team will go before a London courtroom today. The hockey players were charged with sexual assault late last month, and their lawyers say all 5 will plead not guilty. The charges stem from an incident in 2018 when a woman reported she was sexually assaulted after a gala event in London. London police will then hold a news conference this afternoon addressing the charges for the first time. A historical multi-day snowfall has slammed Nova Scotia. Parts of Cape Breton are under a state of emergency as the region grapples with a winter storm that dumped close to 100 centimeters of snow. Snowfall, winter storm, and blowing snow warnings blanketing affected swaths of Nova Scotia are also in effect for PEI and Newfoundland and Labrador. And Canadian vocal powerhouse Celine Dion made a surprise appearance in the final minutes of the Grammy Awards on Sunday. She earned a standing ovation from the audience before announcing Taylor Swift as winner of Album of the Year. Dion has largely pulled back from the public eye since she announced her diagnosis of stiff person syndrome in late 2022. A fog advisory is in effect. Fog dissipating this morning, then cloudy, becoming a mix of sun and cloud by this afternoon, a high of 4. Few clouds for tonight with a low of -4. Mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, a high of 5. For Wednesday, mix of sun and cloud, a high of 6.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.